The Sulphur Springs City Council will take up a 17-item agenda at a regular meeting at City Hall tonight. The council will actually begin in executive session at 6:30 p.m. as they will consult with an attorney concerning pending litigation. The regular monthly meeting should get started at around 7 p.m. The council will consider contracting with Garver Engineering for design and other services related to improvements and rehab of the current city wastewater treatment plant. City Secretary Gail Roberts will give oaths of office to Councilman Craig Johnson, Clay Walker, and Oscar Aguilar. Aguilar was re-elected last month. Johnson and Walker did not draw any opposition. The council will also consider naming of a new mayor and mayor pro tem. City Manager Mark Maxwell will give his monthly manager's report, touching on capital improvements and other matters. The council is expected to have a public hearing and first reading of an ordinance establishing a reinvestment zone for new industry Aloof Plastics. The council is expected to authorize submission of a request to become a participant in the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs Home Funds Program. Qualified homeowners can have their substandard house torn down and replaced with a brand new one. Several city residents have taken part in this program in the past. The City Council is expected to take up a negotiated settlement between an Atmos Energy Cities Steering Committee and Atmos Energy concerning a rate increase from Atmos. The Council is expected to approve appointments to city boards and commissions. They are expected to appoint a representative to serve as a director on the ArcTex Council of Governments Board. And the council is also expected to appoint a municipal court judge. Judge Phyllis Rogers is expected to be reappointed. KSST News.